She parked her bike along the sidewalk next to the pier, the heated engine ticking from the long hours of riding. Lindsay pulled off her helmet and stepped off the bike. She heard music floating across the air and could not prevent the smile from growing on her face as she watched a woman washing the windows of the wheelhouse. The smile grew broader as she looked at the name of the boat, Heaven Sent. Her father had told her the name of the boat, and she was delighted to see the gorgeous woman working on deck. The faded denim of the shorts gave way to long, tan legs, which seemed to go on forever, as the woman continued working, unaware of her arrival. She stretched her sore muscles and placed her helmet on the bike seat before striding toward the boat, her eyes never leaving the woman on board. She stopped at the gangplank and waited for the woman to give her permission to come aboard. Lindsay watched as the woman turned back toward the pier to find her standing there, watching her closely. Clad in worn blue jeans, faded to show their age and thinning fabric, Lindsay sported a bandana tied around her head. She watched her glimpse towards the parking lot, where the only vehicle was a sleek black motorcycle. When her eyes trailed back to her, Lindsay smiled and cleared her throat. "Captain Drake, I presume." "That be me." "Permission to come aboard, ma'am." "Granted, and welcome aboard. Are you Lindsay?" The woman was gazing at her with brilliant green eyes, the color of the Gulf water. "Yes, ma'am, I am," she replied with a quick smile. "Damn, those eyes are gorgeous." "I'm Kendra." She walked toward her and reached out her hand. "Welcome aboard. I wasn't sure when you'd arrive." "I decided to drive through the night. There's less traffic to deal with and a cool breeze." "You must be tired. Would you care for a cup of coffee?"
"I'd love one," Lindsay smiled.
The captain led her into the galley.
"Have a seat and I'll put a pot on. What are you taking your coffee?"
"Just some cream, please." Kendra walked to the counter to start the coffee maker, and when she turned back to the table, the woman had removed the bandana to reveal disheveled blonde hair. A few freckles were dotted on her cheeks, and her blue eyes sparkled when they met hers.
"So my dad says you want to work on my crew this summer?"
She leaned back against the counter, awaiting an answer.
"Yeah, I would really like to. I have experience working with my father. I was on his boat every chance I got. He's hoping I'll follow in his footsteps now that I have a captain's license so I can take over the family business when he retires in a few years."
Kendra was surprised by the deep voice and rich southern accent.
"That sounds like a good plan."
The coffee pot gurgled as the water finished running through the filter. Kendra turned around to pour two cups, stirring creamer into both, and carried them to the table.
"Thanks."
Lindsay took the offered cup and moaned after she took a sip.
"Pure heaven," she grinned.
"Nothing like a fresh cup of coffee,"
Kendra added.
"Dad thought it would be good for me to work with you this summer. He felt that I could learn much from you about leading a crew of men, but that's not the entire story. I know there was some issue, but I don't know any details. Dad left those up to you to share if you thought they were important."
Lindsay took a sip of coffee and set the cup on the table.
"My dad thought it might be good for me to get out of town for a few months, to let a situation calm down a bit."
Kendra could see the blush rising on the young woman's cheeks.
"I have to be honest with you, and I'll understand if you don't want to take a chance with me. I was caught in a rather embarrassing position with the wife of a local preacher."
Unfortunately, Kendra had just taken a sip of coffee, and the candor from the young woman caught her by surprise, sending the hot liquid down her windpipe. She broke into a fit of coughing as she tried to clear her throat. A distraught-looking Lindsay tried to pat her on the back.
"I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you choke."
Kendra raised her hand, her cheeks flushed red as she struggled to breathe.
"It's okay,"
she finally managed to croak. Several tense seconds passed before she could regain her composure.